This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Good to have you here, folks, right here in the greasy garage studio, downtown Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. How's your Auto World? 855-660-4261. If you just missed it, you're only getting the second hour of Auto World, you just missed the great interview with Jonathan Shaw. He's the president and publisher of Hemmings Motor News now, with a green color, not the brown cover color on the cover of Hemmings, and it's called Hemmings.com now. So head on over, take a look, and again, I want to thank Jonathan. Jono is his nickname, and for joining us and giving us a little bit of well, the inside of celebrating their 70th anniversary. Wow. They built that special truck at SEMA. Head on over to Hemmings.com and check that out. Today on Auto World, I've got for you quite a few things. We're going to get back to the, well, for 38 years, J.D. Power, they have the SSI study out. We're going to go up the list, 3, 2, and 1. You're going to find out who the winner is of the SSI study. And you're going to also find out what is the SSI study. Also for you, I have for you, do you know about Erica's Law? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And another segment we have here on Auto World, we like to call the Phase Out. And find out what that's all about. So, but first and foremost, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through email. That is autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email address. Autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number, Dashboard Daniel, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Take your call at 855-660-4261. And that is how we do it. And we're going to go into the email bag this hour at least maybe once, maybe twice. We'll see what happens if Eddie, the engine emailer, sounds out of Ugahorn right now. Okay, so we're all getting gasoline. Most of you might be mostly ICE owners, that is internal combustion engine cars. But what about, if you have an EV, you don't have to worry about these skimmers. But yes, you do. A skimmer that's on the gas pumps today. But they're also putting the skimmers on ATMs. So if you even have an EV automobile, you're going to probably watch out. You're on the ATMs, aren't you, to get that Christmas money out to buy a little automotive Auto World Christmas present for your loved ones? Okay, so what is a skimmer? Skimmers put inside gas station pumps and ATMs. They're impossible to detect. This is from the police, period. The Aurora police are warning about new undetectable card skimmers that criminals are installing inside the gas pump payment machines, folks. Why, yes, all of you are all sleeping and snoring at night, waiting for Santa to show up on your roof. The thieves, the criminals, are out there putting skimmers on these machines. What's a skimmer? It's a small device hidden in a fuel pump or an ATM machine to steal information and money by capturing a swipe payment card's protected data. That's all they need is the numbers, folks. Now, these skimmers are usually placed on top of a card reader or a keypad, and it belches out and or scratched. So you want to look for that. I know you're in a hurry. You're looking at the keypad. It's asking you for your PIN number, but look above that to see if it's been scratched, like somebody's tampered with it, or if it looks like any parts are loose. Okay? So if the parts are loose on the, like, hey, no, wait a minute. If the keypad that you're putting your PIN number in is a little bit loose, get your card out of there as soon as possible. Do not enter your PIN number in. Now, here's another, how to protect yourself from the card skimmers. All they need is your PIN number, period. That's all they need. So here's what you need to do. cover the keypad with your hand when you're entering in your PIN number because they have cameras. Put your hand above there before entering in your PIN number in. Now, one thing about it, your credit card. Use a credit card, not a debit card, in the ATM or in the gas pump. Debit cards are easier to get, skim off the numbers. Also, the police are saying to transfer money from your checking account into a savings account, carry a low balance on your debit card so skimmer can't wipe out you completely. Keep the price low numbers in that checking account. Put in a savings account. Put it somewhere else. Just operate enough money, they say, in your checking account to get you to and from everyday bills. Carrying a low balance on a credit card for all your purchases may pay it off monthly. Of course, that helps your credit also, but this is not a financial show. This is a help you save money when it comes to your car show. Yeah. And link your cards to a payment app like Apple or Google. This is the most secure way to pay or use cash, of course. But one tip I got out of all of this talking to an officer about the skimmers that they're putting on these gas pumps and ATM machines is use your hand to cover what you're typing in, and that would be your PIN number. Works every time. Let's do it. The 2023 U.S. Sales Satisfaction Index, the SSI study. Let's start at number 3 and go on up. First hour, we started at the bottom with Kia, Honda. Now, the point score is if you receive, the highest score is 1,000 points on the Customer Sales Satisfaction Index, the SSI study. So, let's go to number 3. Chevrolet, folks, scored beating Mitsubishi and Subaru and Jeep and Dodge and Mini and Nissan and Ford and Mazda and Ram. And, of course, on the very bottom was Kia and Honda. Toyota, believe it or not, Toyota's the third up from the bottom. Chevrolet, their score is 812 on the SSI study of customer satisfaction. Beating out Chevrolet is GMC, 821. And the number one, that one could get the highest score in the mass market of car sales is Buick. Let's give them a hand. At 824. Congratulations, Buick. That's right, Buick. It's not for grandma and grandpa anymore. It's for you and grandma and grandpa. Mass market. Buick wins at 824, being 1,000 being the highest ranked. That's the highest number on the J.D. Power SSI. Now let's go to the premium automobiles and SUVs. The premium for the 2023 U.S. Sales Satisfaction Index study at the bottom. Audi, 807. Lexus beats Audi at 808. BMW comes in at 813. This is satisfaction from you, customers, being satisfied with the dealers buying their automobiles. From the dealers, Acura beats out BMW at 814. Land Rover comes in up above Acura at 815. Mercedes-Benz, 816 is their score. Cadillac comes in 1 point above Mercedes-Benz at 817. Jag comes in at 818, Jaguar. Volvo, 820. Now let's go up to number 4 slot on the SSI premium automobiles is Lincoln. Lincoln scored 820 out of 1,000. Yes, number 2 on the list, Infiniti, 832 being 1,000 being the number, the highest score you could possibly get. Now, no one did get 1,000, but the premium side of automobiles, the luxury side, premium automobiles for the 2023 U.S. Sales Satisfaction Index SSI study is Porsche, 1 at 840. Congratulations, Porsche. Congratulations. Satisfaction from you, folks. You report. This study they did, J.D. Power, they did this a little over 37,000 of you, customers, filled out the form, and that's how they got the numbers. Congratulations, and thanks for, being a part of it all, so all of us know what to buy next. Sell that one if you don't have that brand. Get rid of it. We'll be right back. Do you know about Erica's Law? We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going.
All you do is a yakety yak. Looking where you're at.
Go on and hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Pull over if you're going to talk on the telephone. No texting while driving. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World right here in the Auto World Plaza. Folks, do you know about Erica's Law? You ever heard about it? Erica's Law. Ooh, it's time. Oh, yeah, it's time to go to the email bag. We're going to talk about Erica's Law right after we do an email to help you. Erica's Law, that gives you time to think about. Erica's Law, what's that all about? Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Let's get into that email bag. Climb in there. Got quite a few emails from you folks. I ask you deliver. Thank you. There's one. Gosh, almost. Sorry about that, Eddie. Every week I kind of mess a lot of them up, but we unwrinkle them, you know. We unwrinkle them so I can read them. That's all that matters. The address, email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, folks. If you have 911, put 911 on there, and Eddie, the engine emailer, will get it right to me, and I'll get you fixed. And we got quite a few this week coming in. I ask, and like I say, you folks deliver. Thank you. Get you helped. Everybody's going to get helped by Wednesday this week for sure. Just be patient. I'll get to you. Now, if you are 911, I'll get right to you. Eddie, you do a good job, by the way, getting them over to me. This one I can read. I will not read your email if you do not want me to on the microphone, the silver microphone. So, again, folks, I'll still help you. Absolutely, absolutely. I can help Trish here. Excuse me, it's Trish. Let's do it. It says, hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. Thank you, Trish. You keep me up on what's going on out there. Awesome. Need your help on a noise in my engine. When I first started up, I have a sharp clicking noise on the passenger side of my truck. It's definitely coming from the engine. After I drive a few miles, the noise goes away. Mark, what do you think? Question mark. I'm driving a 2007 Toyota Tundra pickup. Also, I'm looking at maybe trading it off for a Ford Lightning pickup. What's your thoughts on that? Question mark. Thanks for being here, Trish, in Meridian, Idaho on 93.1. Awesome. Well, there's our shout-out horn. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho and Meridian. And that would be News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1, where Trish is listening to me on. And I want to say hi to everyone there, and Star, and Eagle, Weezer, yes, Mountain Home, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell, Boise, Meridian, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon. I know I've got some emails coming in from Baker. It's good to have you folks listening, tuning in. Also, our Australia friends, thank you, listening on the KBOI app. Good to have you along over there in Australia and Sweden. Appreciate it. Trish, absolutely. Thank you for the email. Great question. See, that's why I like to go into email bag, folks, because I know Trish is not the only one in Meridian, Idaho, that has a clicking or a noise of some sort. And this helps all of us kind of maybe decide and figure out maybe what is going on. I'm 47-plus years being an ASE Certified Master Technician. ASE stands for Automotive Service Excellence. Look for the little blue star when you're looking for a repair shop of any sort. And that way you're good to go. And also the dealers are certified in the ASE. It's not only the independents like myself, but the dealers also are ASE Certified besides being certified in their brand. That means tests, and it also means hands-on. They need to know what they're doing. They have to do past tests on hands-on testing and also hands-on with the pen and paper on a pencil on the test. Toyota Tundra. See, Trish, I've had to think while I'm talking out loud here. Kind of hard to do. Kind of hurts sometimes. Anyway, Trish, you got a noise. Clicking noise, you say, comes from the passenger side Toyota Tundra. Now, I do know that there was a problem with Toyota Tundras at one point. 2007, you are in that category year-wise, that the exhaust manifold did crack on that passenger side. It cracked. It's cast iron. It cracked. And or the exhaust manifold's bolts backed off, causing the coming out, which is called an exhaust leak. And I think this is what you've got going on. Sounds like you probably, you could have either a crack or the exhaust gasket is leaking because the bolts have backed out. Now, why I say that is because you're saying that you have a sharp clicking noise coming definitely from the engine and that it goes away after driving for a little bit. And that means the exhaust manifold, Trish, it gets hot, really hot. In fact, for all of us, get your automobile up to operating temperatures at midnight. What I'm talking about, when it's dark outside, nighttime, right before Santa comes. Dark, black outside. get it up and operating. Temperatures, turn the lights off. Open the hood and just look in, and you're going to go, oh, your exhaust manifolds will be glowing red. That's how hot they get. So, Trish, what happens when your engine's cold, the cast iron manifolds, they actually are shrinking. They're cold. The crack or the gasket gap is wide and opens up. And when you first start your truck, the air can get out of the big, huge, wide crack in the exhaust manifold or the gasket that is gets hot and then shrinks and gets hot, expands, etc., and then shrinks. That's what's going on. That's what that, you call it a clicking, is what it should sound like. And I think that could be your problem is you probably have more than likely you need an exhaust manifold on the passenger side of your Toyota Tundra. Yes, and don't. Yeah, you're saying, well, it's is it cracked? Well, it could be. You're not going to be able to probably, you might be able to see it with your eye, but it's hard to see, get up in there and see what's going on. In fact, the Toyota Tundra too, Trish, it's going to be pretty spendy, truthfully. You have to, on the Toyota Tundra, we do have to, undo the motor mounts and we have to lift that engine up a little bit. The frame rail's in the way is what I'm saying. The frame rail's in the way in order to get the exhaust manifold out of there. So it's pretty spendy to do. The thing is, even if it's a gasket that is leaking, causing that clicking or that noise, Trish, then can they just put a gasket on it? Is your question? Is what you're thinking? No, you need to literally replace the exhaust manifold. It's warped. It's warped. Once the gasket's gone, it warps. You must. And they sell a lot of them, so the price isn't too bad on the exhaust manifolds. I think the last one I purchased, it was like $175, brand new. It's planed. It's not warped. It goes right back on to that cylinder head, no leaks later, and that's what you're wanting. So, also, another clicking on the passenger side could be the camshaft sensor could be clicking on you. That is also hanging up when it's cold. That could be another click. What I want you to do, we're going to take a little short break, Trish. I've got a little idea for you I want to share with you, and then this will pass on to every of our other listeners that means a lot when it comes to trying to find a noise right here on Auto World. Appreciate it. Trish from Meridian, Idaho, listening to us. News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reported injured. A state of emergency has been declared in Clarksville, and first responders worked late into the night Saturday in hard-to-reach areas. The Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer has set a new record, surpassing 93 million views within its first 24 hours on the Rockstar Games YouTube channel, marking the highest debut for a non-music video. The official release on Monday followed an earlier leak. The trailer showcases the return to Vice City and introduces the first female main character in the franchise. Grand Theft Auto 6 is scheduled for release in 2025. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have your snow tires on yet? Some days we like to call them winter tires. Now remember, snow and or winter tires are designed for 45 degree weather and colder, and your all seasons are designed for 45 degrees and warmer. So just look at your weather report and see where you live and see what kind of temperatures you're living in and grab some winter tires. I want to make sure that everyone can get stopped. It's not about getting and going. Yeah, they do help to get you going, but it's about stopping. I want you here for the next second, next minute, next hour, and the next week, and the next year of Auto World. A little trivia question before I get back to Trish here in Meridian. Her email: what was the last automaker to offer a cassette player in their vehicle? What was the last automaker to offer a cassette player in their vehicle? Was it Ford? Was it Lexus? Was it a Honda? Or maybe even a Chevrolet? 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can follow me on Facebook. Thank you for following me. And get me on Facebook, too, the Facebook messaging. The address is my name, Mark Evans. And also Instagram, Auto World Media. Now, Trish, she emailed me about a clicking noise here on the right side of her Toyota Tundra 2007, talking about an exhaust manifold cracked or a gasket leaking, or also a camshaft sensor solenoid could be hanging up on you, Trish. Noise-wise, now, a lot of us, we do have noises, and sometimes we don't really care about the noise underneath the hood. For you folks listening across the pond, the bonnet, but we do need to be concerned about noise. One thing I want to shout out to all of you is that not only do I accept your emails, but you can actually take your cell phone out, take a photo, but on this case, it's a noise. Trish, audio. Yes, audio. push the video button on that cell phone and start it up first thing in the morning for me. Have the hood already open and just walk out with your cell phone and point at the engine and put that audio. Send me a little video which has audio on it. Send it to me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I have a lot of you doing this. I should remind myself to tell you more to do that. Not only pictures, but audio. The videos are great. And we solve a lot of things. I do throughout the week using the video on your cell phones. It works. Patricia, here's your Auto World tip. Do that for me. I appreciate you tuning in to Auto World every week. Right there in Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on 93.1, which is News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1. Got a little gift for you, Trish. If you'd like me to hand deliver it, I will. Or I can ship it out to you, too. Send me an address, and we'll get that over to you. A little gift bag that has detailed products in it. Inside and outside of your car, I want it looking good and smelling good. And I've got some products for you. Meguiar's Mother's Solution Finish. I've added some more good things about Adams Company, the Adams Detail Polish will be in there too. So I got a lot of goodies in there for you, Trish. So send me an address, and my email address, as you know, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Give you a lot enough time there, folks, to figure out, do you know about Erica's Law? Well, Erica's Law. It's proposing stricter penalties for street racing, including revoking your driver's license. Now, some of you might not street race. Some of you might, like I ask you to do every week, push the juice pedal down or the go pedal. Illegal street racing, of course, has been accelerating over more and more in the metropolitan, the big cities. Now, in the summer of 2023, Erica Pines was driving on I-285 South from I-75 South when street racer entered her lane and collided with her SUV. Witnesses say that the driver who caused the accident was in the middle of a street race with another car. She says she got hit just like a hit in a wall. Not good. She was driving, Pines was driving a in Atlanta, a Cherokee, to meet with a 19-year-old cousin who she's also a caregiver. When the car, going far beyond the speed limit, slammed into her, and they were street racing. Well, yes, it wasn't good. Her ankle was shattered, along with a handful of cuts and bruises on her body. She was since had three surgeries, over $300,000 worth of medical bills, and has been in an air cast boot, unable to walk. Now, her doctors told her that even when she walks again, she'll be likely regain roughly 50% of her mobility. Because street racing, Erica's Law, it is now there. What is Erica's Law? To crack down the illegal street racing. Introducing three strikes proposal to Georgia state legislation to introduce more severe consequences for drag or street racing, reckless driving, or exceeding unsafe speed limits. Now, yes, 100 miles an hour and over, you're done. The first offense would result in a 5-year suspension of your driver's license. The second would carry a 10-year suspension, and the third would result in a lifetime license. Takeaway. Goodbye. No more driver's license. So, folks, be careful out there. It's called Erica's Law. No more street racing. Take it to the drag strip. I know all of us have a drag strip in our local areas. Ours is called Firebird Raceway. Take it to the drag strip and have fun out there. It's legal to do that at the drag strip and no one gets hurt. That's what it's all about. That's what Erica's Law is all about, too. To slow up on the street racing. These cars today, stock cars, I talk quite a bit about it with my friends, is that right out of the factory, the horsepower and the torque coming from a factory car is way more than my old muscle cars that I own, even with all the aftermarket parts on them. So we are all driving rocket ships, big time. So take it easy. And with that, we've got some racing news for you. Tony Stewart, you folks have heard about Tony Stewart. Well, Tony Stewart Racing, TSR, announced that here this last week, top fuel driver Leah Pruitt will temporarily step out away from her 2024 NHRA competition in her Dodge SRT Direct Connection Dragster to focus on starting a family with husband Tony Stewart. Yes, she's pregnant. Congratulations. They're going to have a little one. A little one. Tony Stewart having a little one. Now, Tony Stewart, the former NASCAR, IndyCar, and USAC champion, will take over the driving chores in the TSR Drag Dodge SRT Direct Connection Top Fueler after finishing second in the 2023 NHRA National Top Alcohol Dragster Division. He was a rookie, absolutely, he's a NASCAR. So now he's going to be stepping into the dragster, the top fueler that his wife, Leah, was driving. So we'll see. Keep your ears tuned because I'll have more on this, but they're expecting a little one. I'll also let you know. Met Tony many years ago and, as you know, he was pretty cocky on that NASCAR microphone. And also a little cocky on the track too. We'll see what he does going straight now. But yeah, so that's a little bit of racing news. Tony Stewart and Leah are going to have a little one. So she's going to be stepping out of the car. She did real well. I could go on forever about all the accolades that she's won, the trophies and all, but I won't. Let me just put it this way. She did real well. Good luck, Tony. Good luck, Tony. Well, today here on Auto World, we've got a lot happening, of course, and again, coming up on the third hour, not only are we going to do emails and trivia, again, I've got that trivia question out there, which is, let's get to it again here. Got that trivia question out there. What was the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles? Was it Ford, Lexus, Honda, or Chevrolet? Also, I've got an email here I want to get to that came in here right after the break. We're going to get to it. This gentleman here has some problems and needs some help with brakes. So we'll get to him. That is Jim with Brake Rotor Life. We'll help him. We'll be right back, right here from the Auto World Plaza.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The seat belts are still fastened tight. That's all that matters. You folks have your driving gloves on. Thanks for letting me do the driving every week. Appreciate you tuning in. And again, every week is 3 hours of Auto World. If you do miss an hour, I'm sorry. You can always go back, though. Podcast. Yeah, podcast. Auto World, it has a podcast, and you can go back. How do you find the podcast? Just go to my website, autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com, and there you'll see the little red bar that says podcast, and you can enter in the date and all that you want to, and you can go right back, and you can also, for example, you can listen to the interview we just had with, Jonathan Shaw, the president of Hemmings Motor News. Now they're rebranding. It's called Hemmings.com. Go check it out. And they do have appraisers. So if you do need to know, understand, the cost is, I think he said $100 or $150 to get the appraisal. But you have the pedigree of the Hemmings name on that appraisal of Grandma or Grandpa's car. You know, people, we get older and Grandma and Grandpa might pass and Grandpa or Grandma might have a couple cars there you need to sell. Or you need a part for it. Hemmings, they do have the parts. Literally. They have the parts. It's in that, Hemmings.com. Folks, right now we're getting ready to do the phase out, but we're not going to do the phase out yet because I have an email I want to help Jim here with. There's our Ooga horn. This is fresh off the internet. Appreciate it. Jim, he says, I got an email from Jim. And also, too, Jim, if you could, I don't ever, spit out last names or addresses or anything, phone numbers, but let me read the email. That way we know Jim knows which Jim I'm talking about. And then if you would, Jim, let me know what station you're listening to us on. Jim says, hello, I'm getting very short life out of the brands of brake rotors I've purchased over the last several years due to corrosion, likely from road salt. I drive my vehicles intermittently in less than 10,000 miles per year. So far, 3 years is an average brake rotor. I am buying rotors that claim or be corrosion resistance, but they are not doing the job. Do you have any suggestions for rotor material or manufacturers? I live in Idaho, and straight road salt is all they seem to use in my area. Thank you, Jim. Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, Jim, great question, great email. I do appreciate that. One thing that, in fact, I brought it up purposely to talk a little bit about it, and this is no plug for this company, but I do know that they're not a sponsor, but I do know they do have a product, Jim, that works. I do buy it, and I do sell it, meaning that I do install it on customers' cars, and it's AutoZone. AutoZone has a Z-clad. Get the name right. Z-clad. It's a coating for superior rust protection and enhanced appearance. That's right, Z-clad. And what you want to do, it's Duralast Gold. It's Duralast Gold. Yes, they are a little bit more money, but they're worth it. For example, they're $10 more per rotor, Jim, is all. That's it. But they're black in color. They are literally, they work. Higher carbon content for maximum heat. That's right. Heat dissipates heat quicker. They're a quieter type of rotor too, Jim. No more squealing and squeaking. Quieter braking, period. And that's what I'm going for. High five to that. That's right. Z-clad coating for superior rust protection. So hopefully, Jim, we can get you a couple of the Duralast Gold higher carbon content black carbon Z-clad coating rotors on your ride. That way, no more rust. Yes. And the thing is, I love your email when you point out that you go, let's see, less than 10,000 miles per year. So you're at that automobile in Idaho. We are in the mountains, of course. I'm in Boise, southwest corner of the state of Idaho. You might be up north or right here in Boise, Idaho area. But overall, we're getting ready to go into winter, and this is for everybody. Folks, AutoZone is everywhere. I think they've got over almost 5,000 plus stores today. Yes, if you're not fond of AutoZone, you can go to O'Reilly's or Advanced Auto Parts or Pep Boys. But ask for the Z-clad coating, and it's black in color, and they do look good. They do look, but you're going to be happy, Jim. No rust. They're quieter. And that's what I would recommend for you and your wife to have there. They're $10 more a rotor. Hey, if they last longer and you don't have to keep doing the brakes because of rust, the car's sitting, you're not driving it a lot, the silver rotors rust up, next thing you know, you go to apply the brake and all you get is a growl sound. Yeah. Hopefully that helps. Jim, send me an address if you would. I've got a little detailed gift basket here for you, gift bag, that is. We're out of baskets. In fact, the baskets are hard to ship, so we got rid of them. Anyway, we got a bag for you. We'll get it out to you. I'll hand deliver if you're in the Boise, Idaho area. Thanks, Jim. Let me know where you are listening, what station you're listening to us on, and or app, or how you're listening. I appreciate it. Well, it's time now to get to it before the garage door goes down on this hour of Auto World. The phase out. Oh, yes. The 1970s gas crisis forced automakers to rethink their lineups back in the day. Yes, all of us. We were interested back in the 70s, of course. Style, power. Oh, yeah, we needed it. Fuel efficiency. Uh-huh. It debuted, this car. The Pacer. Oh, yes, the Pacer. It debuted in February of 1975. The AMC appeared to have an instant hit on its hands. More than 145,000 Pacers, AMC Pacers, sold in their first year of production. Wow. Like the 70s, those sales soon ran out of gasoline. Between 1976 and the end of 1979, the car averaged sales of about 35,000 units per year. That's not too bad. But it was like selling pet rocks. By the time the pace of production ended, on this last week, in 1979, some 280,000 folks had left the assembly line in total. Yep. Advertised as the first wide small car, the Pacer had a surface area made of about 37% glass. Yes, it was dubbed the Flying Fishbowl. Worked on quite a few of them. The Flying Fishbowl, a general lack of power, minimum storage, and less than a stellar fuel economy. Too many vacuum hoses, I guarantee you that. Couldn't compete with most of the imports. All contributed to the demise of the Pacer, the phase-out of the Pacer. And, you know, it was had a pretty, actually, hefty price tag for that day back in that day. The AMC Pacer. Poor fuel economy. Pacer idea for electric conversions. That's right. Electric Vehicle Associates of Cleveland offered the change for the Pace model. They built, to order, converted the fuel-fed Pacer into a plug-in electric car, and this was all back in 1978. Yes, they converted an electric AMC Pacer from the EVA, and it would set you back, the conversion that would be, from petrol to electric, $12,360 back in 1978. This company produced, folks, about 100 of these. Let's call them examples. 100 examples were produced. It cost the owners to get rid of the ICE engine, $12,360 back in 1978. The end of the Pacer, the AMC Pacer. Phase out, electric or not. It started as the AMC Pacer, a compact luxury car. It was phased out. It had the DL trim option, too. Oh, yeah. It was known as, well, of course, what? You'll never forget it. You'll probably be having nightmares about it. The Flying Fishbowl. But today, it's very, very valuable. Just like you. Thanks again for joining me here in Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Pleasure to have you. I'm honored to have you. Third hour coming up your way, where, in fact, I have five things you need to know about this one. And, yes, the House passes SEMA support bill to stop the EPA emissions mandate and the 10 best cars for 2024. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. Motor on! This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.